That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, we missed this last weekend. Found it on the Twitter feed. There was a little trouble at the club. Juicy Jade says, let's see where Juicy Jade works for sure. Juicy Jade works at, she's a dancer at Club Omaha.
Oh, yeah?
Says, PSA, please don't bite the stripper. Sincerely, my bruised ass upper ear, you animals.
Well,
when asked for details, she says, my ear. They bit my ear. They were not sober and bit the top of my ear super hard.
Holy hell. Oh.
It sucks because they were really cool until they got too much liquor in them.
Yeah, that's funny how that happens.
Yeah.
And then Yin, she's another... dancer there, says, literally, I got my stomach licked 2 weeks ago.
What?
Whoa. You can't do that.
No.
No.
You can't touch them.
Guys get drunk and they don't know what to do at strip joints, man.
Then Dylan says, damn, I thought that person who kept yelling into Cleo's vagina was bad. So, apparently.
Where'd this all come from?
Dad, his
what,
bad.
What thread you down? That's not our thread, right?
Oh, somebody replied to something in our notifications.
Oh, they tagged us. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So right. I looked into it. Yeah, don't bite ears. Don't bite strippers.
No, unless you're sleeping with them, they won't bit, you know.
Oh, yeah, unless they specifically
yeah,
ask.
Yeah, if they
for
ask. But not without consent. Don't go biting people.
And they probably don't want that in the work situation.
Well, first of all, you can't actually breaking skin on people. That's dangerous, man.
You're not supposed to touch them at all.
No, they sit in your lap sometimes, though. So. You know, supposed to tell me that. Yeah.
Easy.
I haven't been to strip club in a while.
He's
not against them. Not against them, but
and again,
you know,
my
problem with strip clubs is you can't have sex with them.
We just don't know the rules.
It's just very frustrating.
Yeah.
What we did get while we were away was a bunch of people saying they knew friends, they knew people. You know, this was Wichita and Omaha and Lincoln.
Right.
That had OnlyFans page.
Yeah, there's some chick from Puss's old
Some of that ran during Best Of last week. I was talking about knowing someone who had an OnlyFans or did porn on the internet, you know. And, you know, the theory was that if you're probably in your 20s to early 30s, you have a much higher chance of knowing somebody who's done something like that.
Do you know who it is from your hometown?
Oh, I saw that email. It was somebody from the area. I didn't recognize the name, no.
She.
But you're subscribed now?
She.
Yeah, nobody sent any
samples. She calls herself Hatchet Wound in honor of Velisca, by the way.
That's what I was disappointed about.
Get it?
Get it? Exactly.
And I also...
It's historical, but it's also appropriate.
Yes,
know?
It checks all the boxes.
I came away with the impression that none of these OnlyFans content providers were really kicking ass. I don't know how well they were doing. But nobody...
It would be sad to keep up an OnlyFans page to make, like, you got to $18 coming in every 2 weeks from, like, four lonely dudes, you know?
Yeah.
But you needed $18, so whatever. Yeah. You know, stick
but
around.
If you underperform Feet of Puss, then you might want to rethink.
And Puss you had ask people you respect professionally to take pictures with you.
Yeah. I tried for a few weeks, and then
and
it
Puss
just...
had, you know, we had a syndicated radio show with millions of a bunch of people behind Pusses.
Yeah, I topped out at 20 followers.
Yeah.
That was as high as it ever got.
We weren't offering anything cool, though.
No.
If you'd have been this hot chick, and you were our producer...
You'd have been fired for sexual harassment long ago.
Yeah, exactly. Besides all the normal stuff that would have happened years ago. You would have had the pub. You'd have sold out your OnlyFans because we would be able to pub you. Right.
Yeah.
But we gave them size 15 man feet. So in general, most people don't find those sexually attractive.
If I'd have been
speak
a hot,
for yourself.
No. There's certainly a niche for that. Don't you
not
think?
Not size 15 men. Yeah. It's for women. Women's feet.
14.
People like women's feet.
No, there's some weird some weirdo out there likes his size 15ers.
Yeah, there's something for everybody.
That big.
You were holding out because the size 15 feet is not the most interesting thing about you. You're a hermaphrodite. You could have leaned in.
Yeah, you should have gave us an upshot.
Intrigue alone would be...
Take a picture of the bottom of your feet. That way we see what's up the skirt.
Yep. If I was a hot chick and I had to put some effort into it and it would have taken off, I wouldn't be here right now.
Good point.
Because I'd be making twice as much on the internet.
And you would have took the name Hatchet Wound in honor of your hometown.
Sure. Right.
You'd have to be Hatchet Wound 8-4.
There's only six kids. One time. One hatchet wound, and then all of a sudden, people—that's all they remember.
Well, it's horrific. The town leaning in,
heritage,
right? Yeah,
heritage.
Axe Murderville.
Call it Heritage Days.
Heritage, Nick.
Oh, that's a funny town. It really is. You know, we should go back and visit again.
Nah, it's probably not a good idea.
Probably not. I don't think
I'm welcome back anymore.
You might not be, Puss. You might not.
My parents still live there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they live on the outskirts, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can get in and out real quick.
Yeah, I'm not allowed in the city limits, I don't think, anymore.
Yeah, if you drove through town, they'd know you were there?
Yeah, I'd probably get escorted to the other side of town.
All right, speaking of hatchet
wounds.
They're
building a big scaffolding waiting for your return.
Another Heritage Day, right. And, speaking of hatchet wounds, Mr. Skin here in a little bit. Going to phone the program. Later this week, we got Tyler Walsh will be here.
Tyler will be here tomorrow. William Shatner is calling tomorrow.
William Shatner tomorrow too, right?
Josh Gates from Expedition Unknown is calling tomorrow.
Podcast within a podcast.
That's on Thursday with Craig Peters.
Right.
Gary Curtis will be here Wednesday. I'm waiting on a couple of confirmations. We may have a couple more guests on Wednesday. And then reporter and movie guy Ben Mankiewicz on Thursday. You see him on CBS Sunday Morning, Turner Classic Movies.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
So is marijuana now not Schedule 2? What was the story on that?
Did they drop it?
They're working on it. Sounds like it's a long
Biden's
process.
Biden's going to do it.
It'll take it from whatever, what is it now, Schedule 2?
Schedule 1.
It'll take it to Schedule 3. It'll be on the same...
Schedule 3.
The same level as like Tylenol.
Right.
Because it should be.
They found out there actually is some medical use for marijuana, which we've known for a long time,
or the right wing says, and they're still out there.
Well, the biggest thing isn't the biggest thing about this the fact that it allows for more research to be done more freely.
Yes,
because it's on the same level. Anabolic steroids, ketamine, those things. It acknowledges that there is a medical use for this.
If you're voting this fall, you got to vote for the guy that did this because it'll go. All that stuff goes away. You know, all the good stuff that's happening that we're trying to get going, just goes away. So you can't do both. Like, hey, all right, love my marijuana. Go Trump. No, that's not how it's going to work, dude. The pillins of the world will put an end to that quickly, you know.
Yes.
The gnomes of the world, you know. That bitch in South Dakota, you know.
Yeah, because that's always been the thing about, you know, nobody could do any research on weed.
That was it, too.
Because it was on that schedule.
Anybody that's done weed or cocaine knows they're completely different. One is dangerous.
Well, they
one
had
is
it
not
limited to some vault in Mississippi at the University of Mississippi, Mississippi State. And I've seen that. It didn't even look like weed.
No, it's terrible weed.
Yeah, whatever they were doing the tests
but
on, the
but
government.
Wasn't private industries testing, though? They could.
Oh, sure,
private
sure.
One. Yeah, right.
Well,
yeah,
but it was still hard to get for the longest time because it was Schedule One.
Well, because the government couldn't get it legally, right? They could find it. It's out there.
Yeah.
But it's hard. I've done some testing.
But it's hard to do scientific study with a substance that's federally illegal on Schedule One, you know.
Yeah, I found out through some people I know that the medical in Pennsylvania is that you just can go in line and get your card.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So they're actually, I talked to somebody that actually did it.
They don't even ask any questions?
Well, yeah, you can just say.
Just a rubber stamp?
Anxiety, whatever, man. You just say what you got.
Bad back.
You know, yeah,
bad back. You know.
Oh, I
bad back.
Was given some flour.
Just don't type in, I really want to be high.
Some flour. It came from a dispensary in Arizona, I guess. 52% THC.
Did even a seasoned veteran such as yourself notice the difference?
I did notice the difference for the first bowl, but then the next day, apparently, my tolerance went back up, and it was just like normal weed. This is 50% THC.
They are never going to test on you, Todd. Right?
I've never.
Well, they should.
Never seen that big a number on flour, anyway.
What's average?
25 is mostly what I see, 20 to 25, maybe up to 30% for the flour that you get in the dispensaries.
I love that. I love that you were right back to normal after one bowl.
Yep.
Okay, well, I got this.
Just took one. Yeah.
Your body is a machine. It adjusts like that.
Finely tuned weed machine, man.
This is new. I got it.
Yep.
We're good.
This guy acclimates quickly.
So I got high the other night, had an edible. And we had just, I had just eaten, which was dumb. I ate already. And I got the edible. And
time to eat again.
Ryder that day, he had pulled through a Chipotle. And he said, hey, you want Chipotle? I said, no, we're going to dinner later, so don't get me any. Well, he'd already bought. Boy, I got home too late. So he brought me a bowl of Chipotle back, and I was just in the fridge. So once again, we're out the dinner. I already ate. And I have a couple beers in me, and he drives me back, and then I take an edible. And then the edibles kick in, and then the food kicks in. You know, my brain starts kicking in. So I opened up the Chipotle bowl, and I take a couple bites, and I put it back in.
And then you get it back out.
I literally, we just got back from dinner. And then the weed kicked in. You guys have dealt with this, Todd and Puss. I know that.
Chipotle's very good.
Yeah. So then, it's excellent. And then... And then he goes, you're going to eat that whole bowl. I said, no, I'm not.
Yes,
I ate the whole bowl. I ate the whole bowl.
Yeah, you are.
Sure you did.
And
then
he buys these self-contained peanut butter jelly sandwiches. See those in a plastic bag?
A little Uncrustables.
Yeah.
Is that what they are?
Yeah.
Oh. They're not safe.
Those are gone, too?
We missed an event over the weekend.
Got to stop that.
Where people could sign the petition to get the medical cannabis on the November ballot.
For Nebraska, right?
Right. They're going to do more later, and you can keep on top of that. NebraskaMarijuana.org.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
so backwards that, you know.
Backward.
When I tell people that Nebraska doesn't have medical, and they go, what? Not even medical?
It's crazy.
They go, what is wrong? I say, well, I can tell you. That's just a long, involved story.
We're better than everybody else.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Right. Or there are people that are so-called R's, like Nick said, and they go, give me out, give my weed now, Mr. Pillin.
That's not going to happen.
That's not how it works, dude. All right. Mr. Skin is cool. He's calling us next.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.